Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Nat Love was a cowpuncher. Sounds like an insult, but it isn't. Nat Love, what a cool name. Cowpuncher, what a crazy job description. Not even a job description, job title. Wow! This graphic novel, best shot in the West. It is going to upend your expectations of what a graphic novel can be. If you're one of those people who think that graphic novels are just superheroes in tights and they can teach certain things and blah, blah, blah. They're disposable. This graphic novel is far from disposable. It's gorgeous. Each piece of animation, because it's so gorgeous. Each panel, each page is gorgeous. It's hand-painted. It's by Randy Duberk, the illustrations are. And to make things even better, it's a non-fiction story. Gorgeous. There's one strike against it, which we'll get to in a second. The book is by Patricia McKissack and Frederick McKissack Jr. Meticulously researched. It reads like an action story, as opposed to one man's life story. Really gorgeous. When I was thinking of how to describe this, I was tripping over myself trying to describe the adjectives as to how pretty it is. The art, it's almost like Blade Runner in parts. It's like an illustrated, like if I were a cowboy and I wanted to become a cowboy in the late 1800s, this is the kind of artwork that would attract me to it. Say, be a cowboy in Utah, and they would have posters, just like the cover of Best Shot in the West. It's that pretty. The drawback to it, Nat Love, his nickname, which some people may know him more for, is Deadwood Dick. And it's just a nickname. Deadwood is a city in South Dakota. That's how he got that. Dick was ascribed to him because he won a contest there. And the announcer said, hey, I'm going to call you this. And the name stuck. And it rolls off the tongue. It really does. Man, that's a bad way to describe it. But that's going to be the reason why why elementary school libraries won't get near this book. That's going to be the reason why some middle school libraries won't get near the book, is because the kids are going to laugh at Nat Love's nickname. And that's kind of a bummer, because the book is really gorgeous. The content is amazing. It is an action story incarnate that is only going to be, it's only going to turn people off, because they're going to say, who's the main character? And they're going to say, oh, it's Deadwood Dick. Get past it. Get past it, you middle school kids, because the story is amazing. I would also say, get past it, you elementary school teachers. You may say, you know, if I put this book in my library, in my class, I'm going to have a teacher, or I'm going to have a parent kvetch at me for having a character in a book, in a nonfiction graphic novel, who had the real name of that Deadwood Dick. Let's go back to the 1960s, 1950s. Richard. Abbreviation for Richard. Nickname? Dick. And it's weird how far we've come in 60 years that suddenly, if you say that even as someone's nickname, it's like, not cool, buddy. But this graphic novel, check it out. Get past that nickname, kids. Get past it. Because you're going to dig into the history and you're going to say, this is a fascinating glimpse into Americana that I knew a little bit about. Even I had heard the name, Nat Love, but I knew nothing about him. Nothing. And this graphic novel, it sells you into the fact that this is a movie waiting to be made. And it very well might have been made, and I just don't know about it. But it's gorgeous. Best shot in the West. Look at it, and you won't regret it. I'm going to say for high school and older, just because of that unfortunate nickname that hasn't stood the test of time.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.